أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وكذلك نجزي المجرمين. لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش وكذلك نجزي الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 40 and 41 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Certainly those who refuted, denied our verses, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, and then they were arrogant against it, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the doors of the skies will not open for them, وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, neither would they enter Jannah, حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ, until a camel enters the lid or the eye of a needle. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, and in the next verse Allah Ta'ala speaks about the believers. Regarding this ayah, a very lengthy hadith from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when it is the time of a believer to leave this world, the angel of death, Malakul Maut, comes with a host of angels. They come and he sits by the side of the person that is now going to leave the world. And he comes with a brocade from Jannah, with the fragrance of Jannah. And when he sits there, the ruh of a believer will come out as easily as water is poured out from a container. Like we take the jug and we just pour the water, that is how easily the ruh of a believer comes out. And then that ruh is wrapped in this brocade of Jannah and it is taken up towards the heavens. These angels that take it up, they will be met by many angels and they will be asked, whose ruh is it? Whose soul is it? The response will be the soul of such and such a person, the son of such and such a person. And then all the good titles that person would have had in this world, all of that will be used for the individual. It will come, the angels will come to the sky, and then they will seek permission, and the door of the sky will open, and then this ruh will be taken up to the seventh sky. And then from there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say that take the deeds of the servant, of the slave, and place it amongst the slave of the Illiyin, where the Illiyun are. Illiyun is that place where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps the records of all the deceased that are good. And then thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will command that now the soul must be returned into the qabr. And when that soul comes back into the qabr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Munkar and Nakir will question the person about his Rabb, about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about deen. He will be successful in that questioning. He will answer correctly. Allah Ta'ala will command that a door be opened from that qabr, or a window be opened from that qabr, and then the breeze and fragrance of Jannah will come into the qabr of that individual. And Allah Ta'ala say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the amal, the deeds of that person will assume a very good form, and that will be ever present by that person. Allah make us from amongst those. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when the time of a disbeliever, and that disbeliever that disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his kitab and everything else, when it is his time to leave this world, then the angel of death will come down, and he will come down with a sack, a Hessian cloth, and his ruh will not want to come out. His ruh will refuse to come out. It will try to stick into the body. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says two narrations. One narration is, it will be like wet wool that will be around a thorny bush. And like how one tries to take out the thorns, the bush from that wool, that is how difficult it will be to remove that ruh of that individual. One narration skewers, that wet wool will be on skewers, and like how it is tried to pull out from the skewers, that is how difficult it will be for the ruh to come out. Nonetheless, when the ruh comes out, it will be wrapped in this Hessian cloth. It will have a terrible stench, and as it is being taken up, the angels will ask that whose evil ruh is this, and then the person, his name will be taken, his father's name will be taken, and then all the ill and the bad titles of this world will be attributed to him. And when he comes, when this ruh comes up with the angel up to the first sky, entrance will not be granted. And Allah Ta'ala will decree then that take his book of deeds and place it amongst the Sijjin. What is the Sijjin? Those places, that place where the records of all those who had done ill will be placed. And then the person's ruh will be returned into his qabr. And again he will be questioned about Allah, he will be questioned about deen, he will be questioned about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will say, ha ha ma adri, I don't know, I do not know. And then Allah Ta'ala will command that a door or a window be opened between him and the fire of Jahannam. The blazing fire and the heat of the fire will enter his qabr. And then thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. That those who denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses, they became arrogant, they turned away from it. Then two things Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The doors of the skies will not open. In other words, that ruh will not go up. And hence, وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. After hisab and kitab, he will not enter Jannah. حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. This is the expression that the Quran uses, that until and unless a camel can travel and go through the eye of a needle, then only the person will go into Jannah. As impossible as that is, this is also impossible, that you will enter Jannah. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and in the like manner, we will recompense the sinners. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, for him from Jahannam, mihadun wa min fawqihim ghawash, will be a bed from under, and on top will be ghawash, a canopy, and in this way he will be under fire and on top of the fire. Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that from the top that canopy will begin to squeeze him, and from the bottom that bed will begin to squeeze him. Fire upon fire, above him fire, below him fire. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, and similarly, we will recompense those who have been oppressive, those who were transgressive or wrongdoers. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.